Namaste. This is Bright Michelle, and this is your Enlightened Moment. Today I want to share with you what to say when you talk to yourself. A lot of times you say, why am I not getting the results that I want? Well, many times you are sending mixed messages and or thinking thoughts that are not empowering for you. So I want to explain that having a positive attitude is really not enough. The human brain says, give me more. Give me the directions, the words, give me the commands, the schedule, and the results you want. Then I will do it for you. And this comes from a great book called What to Say When You Talk to Yourself. He explains also in this book how the human brain works and how we kind of manage ourselves. The first thing is our programming and our paradigms. It's kind of at the base level. Our conditioning is based on what we've been programmed to believe, what we have accepted from the outside world or come to believe about ourselves. Typically, our programming and our conditioning is formulated up until about 7 to 8 years old. It's what we absorb from our upbringing and our culture. And overcoming conditioning can really take a lifetime. I know one of the core foundational shifts that I had to make was about just settling for whatever life brought to me. It was like, just, you know, don't ask for too much. And not really being taught that I could have anything that I would desire and that I could have it easily. So that programming that I picked up from my parents, because they picked it up from their parents and their parents from them, and generations, can really be very strong within us. So that's the first level. The second level is, from our programming, we form beliefs. And what we believe determines our attitudes. Does not require something to be true, only that we believe it is true. So most of what reality is to each of us is based on what we have come to believe, whether it's true or not. So again, our beliefs form the fabric of our reality. And you have to look at that word belief. And if you notice, right in the middle of that word, there's a very powerful word, and that word is lie. And many times our beliefs are just lies that we've told ourselves again and again and again, that form concrete in our brain and therefore form the mental picture of the reality that we create. I see this a lot in relationships. For example, women might say there's not enough good men out there, or men might say there's not enough trustworthy women, because maybe their experience has given them those set of beliefs. And of course, if you believe that, the law of attraction is going to kick in and you're going to actually attract what you believe, therefore reinforcing the lie. It's really a very strong cycle here. So then from our beliefs, we do form those attitudes, and that's the broad perspectives from which you view life. Your attitude affects how you feel about things, which impacts whether you will do it or not. And again, if you've got some negative beliefs running your system, you're going to have an attitude about dating or building a business or earning money or taking time off to relax. Your attitude will be one that's either really open and relaxed and allowing, or it could be rigid and constricted. And typically, based on the beliefs and the programming that you're working with, will give you that either openness or that rigidity within your attitude, which leads to your feelings. And every action is really filtered through our feelings. How we feel about something will always determine what we do. So, you know, when you're feeling good and happy and open and joyful, that your actions tend to follow in that manner. If you're ever in love, it's a good time to see how your feelings will impact you to do certain things. You might, you know, take a little bit more time to get ready, do thoughtful things. You know, your feelings are coming from those, that feeling of inspired and openness and excitement and joy and love. Likewise, if you've just been through a breakup, your feelings are going to be very different. And of course, your actions are going to be based on those feelings. So that leads us to the behavior, which is that last piece of the self-management sequence and how we really create reality, what we do or not do based on our actions. And these, our actions or our behavior, comes from our feelings, which comes from our attitudes, which is formed from our beliefs, which originates with our programming and our conditioning. So you can really trace back anything in your life. If you look at an area that you're not happy with, you can start to peel things back, and really it'll be very illuminating for you. So basically, let me just sum up what we've kind of talked about here. Programming creates beliefs, which is step one, becoming aware of the programming. That's very important. If you don't know that you're holding a program that comes from your parents or your grandparents, you wouldn't even know that that was running you. Then you form your beliefs and create attitudes. Your attitudes create feelings. Your feelings create the actions. And of course, your actions determine your reality and your results in life. So when we talk about what to say when you talk to yourself, you want to say things like, I am an exceptional human being. My goals and my incredible belief in myself turn my goals into reality. I have the power to live my dreams. I believe in them like I believe in myself, and that belief is so strong that there's nothing that diminishes my undefeatable spirit. Whenever you want to consciously create change, you do be specific with your brain. You really need to retrain your brain to think new thoughts and therefore generate new feelings and attitudes, which will, of course, help you to take different actions. So hopefully this helped you to understand a little bit more about what to say when you're speaking with yourself and how your programming absolutely affects your actions.